This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode, a groundbreaking episode of Superhuman Radio. You know that when it comes to radio shows, the type of stuff that we're going to be talking about during the first hour today, you only hear here on Superhuman Radio because no one else has the balls to talk about it. Or the brain trust in guests to talk about this sort of stuff, like Professor Philip Filimonov will be on from the UK momentarily to talk to us about thymosin beta 4. This peptide has been around for a little while. It's mysterious. It seems to have some amazing effects on thoroughbred horses. Will it do the same thing to people? We're going to talk about that in a moment. Then later in the show, we're going to have Peter Kennedy on from Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund to give us an update on what's going on in Pennsylvania with raw milk. It seems to be under siege there right now. Isn't that amazing? You can, what radio show brings you topics like raw milk and peptides that are injectable in the same show? Nowhere. In fact, I want to brag a little bit right now. I want to thank the listeners who, upon my request, went to iTunes and commented about Superhuman Radio. The show has never gotten the respect that it deserves on iTunes because my audience is very unassuming, and I've never asked anybody to do this before. I didn't know I was supposed to ask. Well, I asked, and 104 people went out and commented about the show, and we today, for the first time in 7 years, we're on the front page of the audio podcast page of iTunes under What's Hot. Now, granted, we are all the way at the bottom, literally the last row, but I feel strongly that with the support of this audience, we will drive up that list and end up in the top rows somewhere soon, where the rest of the world can understand the truth about nutrition, the importance of training hard and getting stronger, and its influence on longevity. That's all I want to do. I'm on a mission. It's not to popularize myself in the show. It's to popularize the message that we all embrace, and we get blamed for being zealots for embracing it. And it's not, we're not zealots. We do understand the way to optimal health and longevity. And we need to get the rest of the world in line with us so we don't have to pay for their sick asses with our insurance premiums. Okay, all the way from the UK, it's Professor Philip Filimonov. How you doing, Professor Filimonov?
Hi, Cal. Great to be on the show again.
Yeah, it's always great to have you because you're one of the brilliant minds out there that is always doing research on things that kind of go unnoticed by most. And then I email you and I say, hey, Professor, what's the deal with thymosin beta 4? And you go, wow, I can't believe you just asked that. I just wrapped up doing all the research on it.
I know, it was just pretty amazing timing that was.
Yeah, like kismet.
I'm glad I got it done.
Well, you're always researching peptides, correct?
Yeah, all the time trying to find something else that we could use maybe in the bodybuilding industry, fitness industry, anything that's good for the health. And there's so much stuff around, you know, it's like trawling through pages and pages in a book trying to find the right quotation you want, you know, there's just so many peptides available.
Yeah, you know, there is a website out there that I'm going to plug. While they've never done anything for the show, I have a lot of respect for a guy who just unassumingly goes by the name Dat Be True, D-A-T Be True.
Yeah.
And I believe that you are now one of the posters on his website. Is that correct?
I do occasionally, yeah. He's when it comes to any of the GHRPs, GAHs, he's
yeah,
really
CJ,
knows his
CJC,
stuff. He's an amazing guy.
Right. Yeah, he's the growth hormone secretagogue. Guy, for sure,
yeah.
No doubt about it. But anyway, with that being said, today we're here to talk about a peptide called thymosin beta 4. Now, thymosin beta 4 is not new on the scene, correct?
No, as you were having a little discussion earlier, and I think it first came on became available to be used in with equestrianism in like 95, 96 when it was first used with horses. I'm not sure exactly, but I'm pretty sure that's when it became available. And it had been researched originally in the 80s because it was found that the beta thymosin family had a lot of healing properties, and then TB4, thymosin beta-4, had its own remarkable properties, and that's when it sort of became a bit of a miracle peptide in some respect, but hasn't really made the progress it should have, I don't think.
Now, unlike agents that have been altered, like CJC-1295 with drug affinity complex, thymosin beta-4 is a naturally occurring peptide in the body, and interestingly enough, you cannot talk about thymosin beta-4 without talking about the thymus gland. And you can't talk about the thymus gland without talking about traditional Chinese medicine, Auric Vedic medicine, and all naturopathic medical processes who embrace the notion that the thymus gland is there for us during our youngest years as our body is thriving. And it seems to start to wilt and wither at about 25 or 30 years old, and then it finally shrinks up in your 40s and 50s and stops functioning. And there's a lot of people who say, especially in traditional Chinese medicine, that the fountain of youth is right in the center of our chest. It's called the thymus gland, and learning how to get it to continue to function later in life is where the magic happens. What do you think about that notion, Professor Filimonov?
I think that the thymus gland is a very, very important organ. Those are two lobes which are involved. I think, as you say, it's got to be something that's protected and looked after. Personally, I don't know whether or not actually eating it is going to help your adaptive immune system or, you know, help with many of the aspects that injectable peptide will.
I agree 100%.
They're onto something there. They obviously know that it has a huge potential for health benefits.
Interesting, as you point out, in traditional Chinese medicine, in Ayurvedic medicine, and even in some naturopathic medicine, they use a desiccated form of thymus gland because the notion is that this is a glandular, and by eating the desiccated thymus gland, you pick up some of the active, peptides and production items that the thymus produces in the body. And so you are getting some benefit from it, but we all know that that is limited in what it can produce. Now, thymosine beta-4 is actually one of the peptides produced by a thriving, healthy thymus gland, correct?
Yeah, if everything's working properly, beta-thymosine, there's an awful lot of thymosine peptides that are produced, as you were, or the amino acid sequences that are involved in different things. In fact, they're so present in our body that the only cells that don't have them are erythrocytes or red blood cells. So they're right through the whole system. They're present everywhere. As soon as you get injured or an injury happens, you have a huge trigger that goes on, and the thymus gland obviously is involved because it's the adaptive cortex, if you like, for the human body, and it sends off these signals, and thymosin TB4 is one of the most important. In fact, it's like the first on the scene, as it were. It's the major monomeric actin secretoring peptide, so it triggers a whole host of other actions then that take place, like cell migration, the anti-inflammatory effects it has. Like, for example, with your heart, one of the amazing things about thymosin B4 or TB4, is if you've had a myocardic infection, they say that if you inject that immediately afterwards, it's incredible because it actually stimulates the inactive precursor cells that surround the heart in the tissues and the organ lining and induces cell migration, so they actually mature and repair the heart like basically 50, 60 times faster than normal.
This is amazing because I just had this discussion with a noted scientist who produced a study. We were talking about the heart, and I said, doesn't the heart have stem cells? And he said, well, if it does, they're hard to find and they're hard to activate. And, you know, and I was saying about how
It's progenitor cells, isn't it, in the heart?
Yeah, they're progenitor cells that are in the heart, these stem cells. But we know that vitamin A, active vitamin A, retinoic acid, actually plays a role in cell differentiation and deployment. So perhaps thymosin TB4 is the actual trigger mechanism that says, okay, let's get rid of these dead cells and let's replace them with some good cells. So assuming you have all the other components handy in the body can actually repair these organs.
Yeah, I think, yeah, basically, as you say, once the TB4 is on the scene, it sort of relays off a whole host of other messengers. So you get like, you know, normally you'd have a lot of, like the pro-inflammatory cytokines, they come into play. Well, TB4 stops that, it negates them immediately. And macrophages are triggered off to start trying, as you say, to clear away the dead cells that have been injured. And then the immune response system is also triggered, so interleukins start to come into play. The macrophages help with the immune system, and TB4 is actually on the scene then, being involved directly with the repairing, the migration of cells that would normally be inactive or not needed. So these progenitor cells, they actually can mature, as it were, because that can only happen so many times. So if you had like maybe 10 or 11 myocardic infections, I think probably on the 10th or 11th time, they'd no longer split and mature, and you'd probably be in a lot of trouble. But, yeah, TB4 is an absolutely, it's an astounding peptide.
Okay, let's do this. Hold on to this thought for a second. We have to take a break. When we come back, I want to pick up on some of the other physiological benefits of TB4. Then I want to talk about the potential performance-enhancing benefits of TB4, okay? We're talking with Professor Philip Filimonov all the way from the UK, and we're talking about thymosin beta-4. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again. Even when you're dieting, find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners. orders, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Hello, boys and girls.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Professor Philip Filimonov, all the way from the UK. We're talking about a peptide called thymosin beta-4. By the way, you can get thymosin beta-4 and save 15% off the already low price from Southern Research Companies by going to superhumanradio.com, clicking the Southern Research banner ad, and using the coupon code SUPERHUMAN15, SUPERHUMAN15. They have thymosin beta-4 right there, and it's made right here inside the United States in a Tier 1 lab and 98.9% pure. Now, with that being said, Professor Filimonov, guess what I just received in my inbox just seconds during the commercial break?
Tell me, I can't guess.
a press release that says researchers show TB4 provides both neuroprotection and neurorestoration after traumatic brain injury. This was done by a group in Rockville, Maryland. I haven't read the whole article, but basically what they're saying is that TB4 provides both neuroprotection and neurorestorative effects on after traumatic brain injury, indicating that TB4 has promising therapeutic potential in patients with TBI. So thymosin beta-4 appears to be the first responder. You know, we always hear this term during the World Trade Center. They had first responders. You know, the first responder to get on the scene as soon as something happens. And this particular first responder, when it is in healthy quantities, seems to be able to ameliorate just about any damage done to the body.
Yeah, definitely. It's amazing, actually. I think that the more you actually read about it, there should be no limit to its potential as regard organ healing and wound healing. I know there's been quite a few things done already with people who've got type 2 diabetes and that it healing pancreatic cells. There was another thing as well about it could be one of the very first signs for, and I think this is going to be one of its biggest uses, for pancreatic cancer, because it's sensitive to changes in the prostate, or if there's a tumor, changes in a tumor, and the liquid in the cell cultures containing the TB4 is one of the biggest signs for danger or changes. But as you say, the neurological thing, there we are, there's another aspect of it. Before it was believed originally, it only protected or increased recovery or regeneration where there was collagen and where there was actual tissue. And now we're talking about it in the actual brain, where obviously there's an awful lot more going on there than any other organ of the body. I guess that's because the release of G-actin monomers in thymosin B4 is the actual mechanism that drives actin polymerization in the cytoskeleton and cell morphology, cell motility. So potentially that can happen anywhere, can it? The eye, which is one of its big uses for healing the cornea.
Did you say activin just now?
Actin.
Okay. I'm sorry.
It's ACTIN.
Yeah, no.
It's absolutely, the more you research it, in fact, like you were saying, it's got so many uses within the bodybuilding community as well.
Well, anything so let's talk a little bit about performance and, you know, why this is really a go-to thing as well. First of all, the reason that they give it to thoroughbred racehorses is a few fold. First of all, it seems to have an erythropoietic effect. It seems to increase red blood cell production and proliferation, which obviously increases oxygen distribution to the body, to the muscles, and increases endurance. One of the reasons they give it to thoroughbred horses is because it increases endurance dramatically. And horses that are bleeders, which is usually a result of a malformation in the nose itself, seem to stop bleeding when they're given thymosin beta 4. So it must have some sort of recuperative and healing effect on that area. More importantly, as you pointed out, it seems to have a profound effect, almost a growth hormone-like effect on soft tissue.
Yeah.
And lastly, thoroughbred racehorses that were given thymosin beta 4 regularly seem to have a greater increase in muscle size than expected.
Yeah, that first point you brought out about the blood cell, because, of course, thymosin B4 has no actual active role in producing blood cells because it's not present in them. But, as you say, it causes a proliferation, it seems, in blood cells, especially in horses. Maybe the same effect in humans, perhaps because it's an inhibitor of perhaps things like maybe one of the enzymes, perhaps in the N-terminus, which of course prevent too much blood cell being produced.
Could it not also be that thymosin beta 4 is in fact a very, very powerful signal? And when that signal arrives on the scene, it's kind of like imagine a football team trying to compete in a playoff without a quarterback calling the shots and telling somebody to go there and then throwing the ball to them. Thymosin beta 4 seems to be kind of like a quarterback, peptide in that once it arrives on the scene, it enlists the responses of other systems as it needs them. It uses them as tools in order to get its job done in the way of increasing red blood cells, in the way of increasing muscle size, in the way of repairing an ischemic event in the heart, in the way of repairing a traumatic injury to the brain. It seems to kind of be the quarterback.
Yeah, you know, I think it could be. As you say, it sort of runs the field, doesn't it? Sort of dictates the play and what's going to take place. One of the interesting things when I was researching that I found out about it was, you know, when bodybuilders, they take something like testosterone. One of the effects of testosterone is the fact that muscles recover much faster, and that's partly through its anti-inflammatory effects, apart from it being anabolic. And when they did some cell cultures, what did they find in the active cultures? Well, they found thymosin sulfoxide, or TB. It seems that perhaps the extracellular thymosin B4, readily oxidized to sulfoxide, is perhaps the reason why inflammation doesn't take place. And that could be one of the reasons why, as you say, all these other things take place as well. So it prevents inflammation, but goes about actually healing the tissue as well. It's not just a one-trick pony, so to speak.
Right.
It's got so many actions then that take place afterwards.
Okay. Did your research, were you able to ascertain if thymosin beta 4 is in very, very high levels during our adolescent years and then when it starts to trail off, or does it trail off at all as we age?
Well, it does to a degree. It's like when you're younger, at the same time, it's like this. If you go through a situation in life where you have a lot of stress, perhaps physical trauma, then the thymus gland comes into play just as active as when you were a young person. So, yes, when you're younger and you're growing up, it's more active, perhaps more of the time, but it still has the potential when you're older to reach those levels of activity.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I know you're suffering. It should be said that you're suffering with some bronchitis right now, and you actually didn't have a voice yesterday, and you're kind enough to come on the show today and struggle through this. I really appreciate that.
Thanks, Joe.
Well, how large of a peptide is it, Professor Filimonov?
It's not that big, really. It's only a 44 amino acid chain, TB4. It's basically the same sequence repeated over and over again, sort of a 4 to 5 system.
So it's about 4 to 5 amino acids in a specific chain repeated over and over again. So is that unique to peptides? Like, for instance, growth hormone, is there a resequencing in growth hormone as well?
Well, it depends. Yeah, there's sequencing in all the different kinds of peptides and hormones, polypeptides.
But I mean, do you see this duplication in sequence over and over in any other peptide, or is this unique to thymosin?
This is, well, if I said no, it wouldn't really be accurate, but not to the same degree, let's say. This is much more of a repeated sequence, pretty much untouched and unchanged. And I think that's probably, yeah, it would be unique to the thymus particularly, especially in the peptides that we're referring to.
Is this a very delicate peptide? So if someone were to buy this peptide, reconstituting it, we're going to get into in a moment, but is it like growth hormone that you have to be very cautious, you got to be slow when you release the fluid in and all that sort of stuff? Is it delicate?
It's not as delicate, no. It's nothing like IGF or growth hormone.
Okay.
And I think that's partly because of its structure is a lot simpler.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So there's less chance for anything to go wrong then.
Okay. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about reconstituting thymosin beta-4. I want to talk about dosing. I want to talk about the effects that people will notice early on. We're talking with Professor Philip Filimonov. After we finish talking about thymosin beta-4, Professor Filimonov has had lots of contacts as a result of being on the show, and there's some common questions that he's going to want to answer towards the end of the show. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today. And do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936, wisechoicemedicine.net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Professor Philip Filimonov about thymosin beta 4. I just kind of gleaned over this research piece, Professor Filimonov, and just as you had suggested at the beginning of the show that an injection of thymosin beta 4 shortly after a myocardial infarction had profound effects. This one shows that they administered the thymosin beta 4 at 6 hours and 24 hours and 48 hours after traumatic brain injury. And the group that received the administered thymosin beta 4 at the 6-hour mark had significantly greater reduction in damage, as well as showed a greater cell proliferation and neurogenesis in the injured brain tissue. And then they go on to say, which I haven't read much more of yet, that the higher doses of TB4 showed even more beneficial effects compared with low-dose treatments. So it seems like the magic with TB4 is it should be injected shortly after the injury in question. And I guess we'll kind of talk about dosing here in a second. But can you reconstitute TB4 using the traditional sodium chloride solution?
Yeah, sodium chloride and bacteriostatic water with a small amount of benzyl alcohol, either of those are fine.
How long would it last in let's say, a sodium chloride solution?
Well, I did a little bit of experimentation to try and see. I did one that was sodium chloride. I did another one which was benzyl alcohol, both kept in the fridge. They both seemed to portray the same effects on anti-inflammatory when there was an injury 6 weeks later. So because there's not a lot of research, this is like a bit of new ground here. So I did some experimenting to see, and that was through blunt trauma on a actually on somebody who wasn't dead on purpose.
Okay.
So,
okay.
So I think that if it has the same effects as 6 weeks as it did on the first week.
What are the effects? What are the effects to injury? If you have an injury, let's say you've been in a car accident. Yeah, you have some blunt trauma, let's say, to the body.
Yeah, say you've got an area which shows bruising and swelling. If you inject with the thymosin, say 2 milligrams, you want to be injecting 5 milligrams sort of maximum, really, a week. I wouldn't really go higher than 5, unless you've had a horrific injury. Then that swelling sort of dissipates within, well, in the one person that I saw, it totally gone by the next day, and the bruising sort of was gone within a day after that. And he said normally with bruising or any injury, he bruises for long periods, like up to a week.
Now, you work with some fighters, don't you?
Yeah, lots of people, some mixed martial artists.
Right, right. This seems like a go-to peptide for a mixed martial artist.
Yeah, though I know that a lot of the British ones now are starting to look at it with sort of realizing the potential. Excuse me. It has, as you say, I think that for that role itself alone, if it can help you recover from an injury, which means you can get back into training faster, then it's got to be worth its weight in gold, hasn't it?
Well, what about using it as a prophylactic? What would the daily dose be, a therapeutic daily dose be, if you're not injured, but you're just training hard? Whether it be in the gym or your MMA or whatever, so that you actually have it in your body preceding injury as a result of the workout, for instance?
You don't need to inject it every day because of the way that it works. It's not like growth hormone or IGF. Once its actions start to take place on the body, they carry on for 5 or 6 days. So you would only really need to inject twice a week.
And so you say 2 milligrams twice a week, so that's 4 milligrams total for the week?
Yeah, I'd say 2 milligrams twice a week. You could even perhaps maybe 2.5 milligrams twice a week. I don't really see the need for over 5 milligram because I haven't done enough research, so I can't really say this and sort of say it definitively, but I don't see much difference over 5 milligrams. A 5 milligram, especially with training and, you know, recovery,
should be adequate. Is thymosin beta 4 something that is present in serum and in cells all the time, or is it only become present or does it become greatly upregulated, I guess, after an injury?
Always present.
It's always present. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's good to know. Okay.
But it's not active. Most of the time, it's sort of inactive until, as you say, there's some kind of a trauma. And then it comes into play immediately, as you say, like a first responder, paramedic. It's on the scene and ready to start sending off all these other messengers.
Does it matter where you inject it, Professor Filimonov? Is it just injected in the belly fat like you would any other peptide?
With this, I've actually personally seen far better results injecting straight into an area. Like, say you've trained your biceps, you know they're going to be sore the next day. Injecting your biceps, I found that they seem to respond far, far better. And it also seems to look much fuller afterwards for a long period. And it, obviously, because of its anti-inflammatory effects, it can't be because of inflammation. But then, for me to be able to say the pathway causing this is so-and-so, so-and-so would be inaccurate because I don't know at the moment the exact reason why people who are using thymosin are saying my muscles look much fuller. But maybe the speed of recovery allows far more glycogen to be restored, to be stored within the muscle.
Yeah, that's true, because maybe by reducing inflammation and repairing tissue faster allows the muscle to the muscle cells to then take up more glycogen.
Yeah.
So you feel that it does have a spot effect if you train your biceps, for instance. Could you take smaller doses if you're going to train, if somebody's training different body parts each day, as long as you stay under the 4 milligram or 5 milligram a week threshold, could you take a daily dose of, say, a half a milligram at a time or a milligram at a time?
I don't see why not. I can't see why you wouldn't receive those localized effects from the thymosin, as you say, injecting perhaps every day in the muscle parts you've trained. I would have thought that would have been just, you know, would work just as well as maybe once or twice a week dosing in areas. So I think that the question here is not whether or not it works, it's how to get the most from it. Maybe everyday injection will be better.
Is there, you think that it's something that you should stop using periodically so that there's not a down regulation in your own production, or once you hit a certain age, your own production becomes negligible?
It's not going to affect your own production of thymosin because it doesn't actually affect the thymus gland.
Okay.
It's because it triggers off. When you inject it, all it does basically is trigger immediately the response of the TB4 in the localized tissues and cells on an area that's already inflamed. They won't become active unless an area is inflamed.
I gotcha. Okay. All right, so I think we've covered all the really important information about thymosin beta 4. It clearly would benefit anyone in their anti-aging repertoire, as well as performance athletes, and especially those athletes who are really getting beat up, like football players and MMA fighters. You know, if you can recover faster, we know that that means you can train sooner and you can train harder. If you're not getting sore after a workout, that means that you're going to feel better and be less restrictive with your body motion. It sounds like something that's worth people looking into. And here they're doing research, traumatic brain injury. I mean, my God. You know, these poor football players, they all come out of football with TBI of some sort. So this really sounds like an important peptide. Let's do something else for a couple minutes. You receive lots of messages from listeners on boards and so on and so forth, and they seem to have some common questions that you wanted to kind of talk about, right?
Yeah, I get a lot, particularly about SAMs, selective androgen receptor modulators. I seem to get a lot of questions on dosing and, you know, how long should cycles last. They seem to be the questions I get the most of.
What should the doses be if you're using SARMs?
Well, if you're using Osterine, my recommendation is for best results is to front load, because it's a 24-hour half-life. It takes about 12 to 24 days to reach maximum serum levels in the blood. So if you double dose for the first week, you get a far better response from the Osterine than if you sort of... So let's say maximum dose for Osterine for somebody over 200 pounds would be 50 milligrams a day. That's a huge dose. So if you want your maintenance dose to be like 24, 25 milligrams a day, the first week go to 50 and then drop down to 24, 25. Depending on, because some of the SAMS companies, they do them in 50 mils and 25 mils. Some of them do them in 24 and 48.
Right.
In fact, some of them do them in 12, so there's a different one again. So just to be clear with that,
Okay.
Double dose, whatever you want your maintenance dose to be, double dose it for the first week. But don't use more than 50 of Ostarine, because then you start to get rather a lot of estrogen circulating in the body.
Okay. So are SARMs detectable by governing bodies in sports nowadays?
They weren't before because of the three bond on the assignment, but now they are detectable. In fact, there's a new detection process that's coming out for the Olympics in 2012 where they're going to be able to detect S4, Ostarine, and all of the growth hormone analogues. So this a research company has come up with a way of being able to detect it. I'm not sure how it works exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they are detectable now.
And I often wonder whether they work, because they get a lot of false positives, and they let a lot of guys go through that are using. So I'm not very trusting of some of these tests, to be honest with you. Okay, and no. as far as SARMs go, then what's the benefit of using a SARM as opposed to a real androgen?
Well, first of all, an androgen is illegal. The SARMs aren't illegal, are they, in the U.S.? The second thing, obviously, is the health factor. You're not going to get the same outrageous gains, and you're not going to get the same size and strength, but you are going to get easily to maintain gains, very easy to maintain. You're not going to get changes really to your prostate, to your chest area, maybe like gynecosis, I can't say the word in my throat, so, gyno.
Oh, gyno, yeah. Chesticles,
or moobs. That's the
right,
thing.
Right.
So you're not going to get those changes from estrogen binding to the receptor in the mammary gland. Not going to be adverse changes perhaps to your hair.
Is there a hypothalamus pituitary feedback where your testes shut down?
Well, you won't get shut down on SARMs, but what I will say is, if you use them in post-cycle therapy to help maintain your gains, you're not going to get full recovery because they are slightly suppressive.
Ah.
So it's important for people who use them in post-cycle therapy, that post-cycle therapy must continue after that anabolic has been removed, being the SARM. Otherwise, you're not going to have full...
testicular function come back. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break, and we will wrap up the interview. We're talking with Professor Philip Filimonov. We were talking about thymosine beta-4. We touched on SARMs a little bit because he gets a lot of questions about those. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. USCell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get get the best single legal performance-enhancing product, bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, we'll be talking to Peter Kennedy from Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund about Pennsylvania. Raw milk is under siege. All of our food rights are under siege. You want to know the truth? We're talking right now with Professor Philip Filimonov, all the way from the UK. We were talking about thymosin beta 4. I think we covered all the good information about thymosin beta 4. But Professor Filimonov, you have a little bit of an announcement to make. You are actually going to be doing a physique competition. Isn't that true?
Yeah, that's why I want to enter the Europeans, first of all, and then the worlds. So I was, after talking to you, I'd like to ask if it would be possible. A lot of people know me as Russian Star for my work that I do. I'm used to sort of helping perhaps with advice on nutrition and everything, but now I'm reaching out to ask for help. I'm looking for a sponsor to try and help me reach my goals in men's physique, which is to be the natural European champion and world champion as well, which is what is my goal within the next year.
So you're basically looking for some sponsors right now.
Yeah.
You need some sponsors in order to do this right, as everybody knows, so that you can get some supplements and some protein powder and things that you need. What are there different weight? Are there different weight classes for the physique competition?
Yeah, there's the super heavyweights, heavyweights, light heavyweights.
Now, where will you fall?
I'm going to be in the heavyweight class, which is under 105 kilos down to 92 kilos. There's quite a big gap, but there's not many people. It's not the same as like the bodybuilding championships,
right?
Because it's natural. There's not quite so many competitors, so they make the actual gaps much bigger.
Right, right. And so, and there's obviously an age group too, right? What age group would you be competing in?
I'm going to be competing in the under 30s.
Now, you said natural. Is this a drug-tested event?
Yeah, it's drug-tested, and you have to take a polygraph as well.
So I would imagine that you are not going to be taking advantage of any of the peptides that you write so fluently about.
Leading up to the competition, no.
Yeah,
it sounds really hypocritical,
right.
Isn't it?
Right.
But the peptides you're allowed to use, but not during the period of testing, which had to take place 12 weeks out from the competition.
Right, right.
Yeah, but they test then.
Now, if there are people out there who want to sponsor you, how should they reach out to you?
They can contact me on Need to Build Muscle, Sportsmanship.net, and I'm in the...
How about an email address, just in case they don't want to go over to a forum and spend time doing that, obviously, if they're really just in a hurry to reach out to you.
Okay. Email address, levi.filimonov@gmail. Shall I spell it out?
Yes, please spell it out.
Okay, Levi, which is L-E-V-I dot F-I-L-A-M-N-A-O-V, filimonov@gmail.com. Or it is Facebook as well. You can contact me.
F-I-L-I-M-A-N-O-V, right?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure I did. Levi, L-E-V-I dot F-I-L-I-M-A-N-O-V at gmail.com.
That's it. Perfect. Okay. And you can contact me on Facebook under the same name, Levi Filimonov, or Russian Star on Facebook.
Right. And they can obviously, if you're, and anybody who's looking to sponsor, to pitch in, to help you in any way reach your goal as a physique competitor, that's what you're looking for.
Yes, please. It would be absolutely brilliant.
Yes, anybody out there, and that, you know, anybody, if you have nutritional advice, please reach out to him. You know, he's contributed a lot to this show over the years, and so let's give back. Professor Filimonov, last question about thymosin beta 4. Do you think that thymosin beta 4 is something that you could take for a couple months and then lay off for a couple months, or take it? I mean, do you think the benefits are really seen if you take it consistently? How do they use it with racehorses? Do they just use it when it's coming up to a race, or do they just give it to them continuously?
Well, racehorse dosing goes along these lines. They find a dose that they think is suitable for the horse. They inject that dose once or twice a week. And then after a month, they then only inject every 2 to 3 weeks. And they continue like that then until either the horse is fully recovered, is finished racing, or, you know, it's not training hard.
Right.
And that's basically what happens. So I would have thought that in humans, it would be exactly the same protocol. That's what they found through trial and error works best. I would have thought that would be the best place to start with, you know, with us.
Yeah, very good, very good. Yeah, this is a really exciting... I mean, you should keep a bottle around the house just in case you do get injured. You're in a car accident or something like that. It seems like the magic window is 6 hours or less to get this stuff into your bloodstream. To trigger the repair process quickly and efficiently. So it seems like it, you know, and I mean, it sounds to me like every ER should have thymosin beta 4 and every ambulance should have thymosin beta 4. And, you know, depending on the type of injury, the reason that the person is being brought to the hospital, it seems to me that thymosin beta 4 should be like right after they put the oxygen on you, they take your blood pressure and they give you your injection of thymosin beta 4. So you start repairing yourself on the way to the hospital.
Yeah, that sounds like the best way to use it. It's definitely got that potential, hasn't it, to be used in emergencies. I wouldn't be surprised seeing it as a peptide for first responders and paramedics.
Yeah, yeah. Any evidence of it creating any sense of well-being? Anything we can feel? Do you feel anything when you take thymosin beta 4?
Well, weirdly enough, I would say you feel calmer. And I don't know exactly the mechanism that would work, but perhaps through the anti-inflammatory effects, perhaps it lowers cortisol. So, yeah, you definitely feel calmer when taking it.
How long does it take for the upregulation of red blood cells to occur so you'll notice an increase in respiratory effect?
Well, it starts to take place instantaneously. Yes, I would say that you would actually see the effects on your training within the first couple of days. It's a very, very fast-acting peptide. One of the fastest-acting in regards to what it does.
If you have something that already increases hematocrit, if you're already taking, let's say, testosterone, HRT levels of testosterone, or even superphysiological doses of things like testosterone that already are well known to increase red blood cell proliferation, do you have to be cautious? Should you be getting your hematocrit tested if you're taking it in conjunction with something that already elevates red blood cells?
Well, that's the unusual thing about thymosin, is it seems to stabilize levels as well. It won't allow things to get too high, which is one of the interesting things when it's been used with horses who take erythropoietin, remember, as well, at the same
right.
time. It seems to actually stabilize things, so the horse is actually far safer when it's used in conjunction with thymosin and
just
the EPO on its own.
Because interestingly enough, you know, athletes who use EPO in conjunction with androgens quite often have to be phlebotomized periodically because of the
very dangerous.
Yeah, the hemodynamic effects on the heart. You know, your blood literally turns from a liquid.
So viscous, isn't it?
So it becomes so viscous, it becomes like wax, and your heart is pumping this wax through these. You know, I mean, it's really dangerous. And athletes who've been on, you know, a gram a week, going on indefinitely, they run the risk of needing to be phlebotomized from time to time. And that's why I always recommend that all men give blood at least once a quarter, for a variety of reasons. But that another good reason is to help stabilize red blood count. But it seems like thymosin beta 4 may also benefit someone who runs the risk of a high hematocrit.
Definitely. Yeah. This actually seems to have stabilizing effects on lots of different areas, but that's one of the ones that's been noted in horses.
Are there any other thymosin family peptides?
There are, but they don't have quite the same effect. The thing is, this is like the mother one. This is the one that does everything you want anything to do anyway, because it triggers the pathways of like cell migration, mitigation. On all the different mechanisms of mitosis and differentiation, they all happen with TB4. So you don't need any of the other peptides.
Any risk of it promoting cancers? There's a lot of talk about increasing telomerase, and increasing vitamin A intake, that these things could potentially fuel cancers, growth hormone and IGF-1 fuel cancers. Does thymosin have any link to fueling cancer?
Well, they're using it to help detect whether or not people have pancreatic cancerous cells.
Right.
And that's because it becomes active in cell cultures trying to stop the cancer.
Ah.
So I can't see how it could possibly contribute to cancer.
Right. It's corollary. Yeah. In other words, it's responding to the cancer cell.
Exactly, yeah.
Ah, interesting. I wonder if you have more thymosin beta 4 in your body, if the thymosin can actually win and beat the cancer cells.
Well, it would be interesting to see research on it.
Yeah, if anybody has a small benign tumor that is visible on their body, inject some thymosin beta 4 into it and see if it goes away after a while.
I can't believe we just asked them to do that. I know.
Why? Why you think that?
I don't know what the legal ramifications would be of that. But imagine if you did find that was a cure.
Oh, but you know what? I'm doing. This is entertainment. You know what I mean? I'm not doing. I'm not actually asking someone to do it. I'm saying hypothetically.
I know. It was good though. I liked that.
Oh man. Anyway,
that's the kind of thing I try and do as well with like clients, but they don't always take me up on it.
I'm not trying to be too reckless. Listen, Professor Filimonov, thank you so much for being on the show today. Good luck. Keep us posted on your physique competition. And I hope that. If you're out there and you want to help Professor Filimonov win his physique competition, reach out to him at filimonov@gmail.com.
That's it. Brilliant. Right. Thanks, Carl.
Thanks a lot.
Can I give one quick shout out?
Please.
Just wanted to say good luck to Karina Ackman, who's going to enter the European and World Championships in women's figure. And I love you very much.
Oh, that's sweet. We should have had you on yesterday for Valentine's Day.
See, that would have been good, wouldn't it?
Okay. All right. Thank
you. Would have been in tears, though.
Thanks
very much, Carl.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
Oliver, you take care. Bye. Bye.
All right. So there you have it. Thymosin beta 4. I think I'm going to start thinking more about it. I'm going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to have Peter Kennedy on from Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund to talk about milk in Pennsylvania.
Best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. USCell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USCellWellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regan. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My next guest has been on the show before. He's Peter Kennedy with Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. He's one of the guys on the front line fighting the good fight to make sure that raw unpasteurized milk is treated fairly in this country. How you doing, Peter?
Afternoon, Carl.
Okay, so raw milk has been in the news again because of something that happened in Pennsylvania. What happened in Pennsylvania, Pete?
Well, there's this licensed dairy, the family cow, was blamed for making, I think the last count I saw was 65 people ill. It looks like the owner of the dairy has acknowledged responsibility. The one thing I would say is that if you look at the overall picture, raw milk still has a good track record. I know this incident at the family cow has kind of renewed these cries for banning raw milk, which is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, we were talking the other day, a number of people just died from eating cantaloupe. Do you want to ban cantaloupe?
They're still dying. So that cantaloupe scare came in the summer. And someone who just died of listeria just this month, I think it was, from those cantaloupes. They're still dying. You don't see the heavy-handed approach of any government or bureaucracy.
Right. And I guess the other thing would say, going back at least 12 years, and I think a good bit back further than that, there's no record of any death being attributed to raw milk consumption. So to, I mean, you know it as well as I do. These calls for a ban right now are just an absolute double standard.
What wasn't there? Wasn't correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like Judith McGeary mentioned this one time on the show. But wasn't there actually some deaths in California as a result of pasteurized milk?
There's three deaths. It was like 3 or 4 years ago in Massachusetts from the consumption of pasteurized milk. And actually, back in the 80s in that state, there was another incident when there were 14 deaths from the consumption of pasteurized milk. So I don't hear anyone calling for a ban on pasteurized milk, so you can see the hypocrisy here.
Okay, so why is that? I mean, you're up there. You've got to get to Capitol Hill from time to time. You've got to be talking to some of our legislatures, right?
We've got people in our organization who do talk to them. You know, just they FDA's right there, so FDA's telling them things that we completely disagree with. It's what it boils down to is this: when it comes to raw milk, what you really have is these economic regulations disguised as health regulations.
When explain them. So in other words, when you say economic regulations, are you saying that, because I've got Jack Abramoff coming on the show Friday to talk about what lobbyists really do up on Capitol Hill. Are you saying that the big milk industry is so threatened by raw unpasteurized milk that they go up there and they twist the arms financially and by payola and whatever they do to our legislators to get their opinion to change against raw milk?
There's no question. The dairy industry, Farm Bureau, and a number of states put the arm on the legislators. And the one thing you should know, Carl, is because of this federal interstate ban on raw milk, these raw milk issues are often decided in the state houses. I mean, it's up to individual states to determine whether they want to legalize raw milk. Just give you an example. A couple of years ago, there was a raw milk bill that passed easily through both houses in Wisconsin. The governor, Jim Doyle, said shortly after the bill was passed, he was leaning toward signing it, and what do you know? The dairy lobby started putting the pressure on him, and a couple weeks later, he wound up vetoing it. So this is the type of thing you see often in these state houses.
Okay. All right, so we've established that raw milk is at least as safe as any other food product out there today, period. End of story. I don't think anybody can argue that with any common sense. With that being the case, okay, what are farmers doing wrong right now? Like, for instance, what happened to this guy in Pennsylvania? What happened that brought him under the watchful eye of the local government?
I'm not sure. It's still the investigation is still ongoing, so I don't think I can.
Okay. Well, what's in the media? In the media, they're saying that what type of bacteria was found in some milk?
It was Campylobacter. But I mean, let's go back to this double standard again. I'll give you an example of it at work. Since this outbreak in the Family Cow Creamery, just a member of an organization or someone who's an email subscriber sent me this story about an outbreak of illness caused by pasteurized milk last summer in Pennsylvania. I never even heard about it.
Yeah, because the media didn't jump.
I got that letter, and this is the kind of thing I pay attention to. So I've got a raw milk Google. There'd be days I'd get at least, I'd say, something like six, seven different stories on this Family Cow Creamery. But yet, when you had this outbreak from pasteurized milk, I didn't hear a thing about it.
Right. How many people actually are supposedly have gotten sick from the current raw milk outbreak in Pennsylvania?
Okay, what I've heard is 65.
Wow.
But that could be.
So that's nothing.
For a few days, I think if there had been any hospitalizations, that would have been reported by now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they would have jumped on that. You know, that
one. Yeah, and I have not heard of any. I'm not saying it's not possible, but usually when you get an outbreak of raw milk, if there is any hospitalizations, it's going to be reported.
Do you remember how many thousands of people got sick from that romaine lettuce before the summer? There was thousands of people that were sick from that.
Yeah, well, actually, you know, again, this goes back to the 80s. In the mid-80s, there was an outbreak attributed to pasteurized milk, and I think it was the Journal of American Medical Association said there were reports attributing almost 200,000 illnesses to this one firm manufacturing the pasteurized milk products.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I got a bunch more questions for you. We're talking with Peter Kennedy, and Pete is with Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. You can go to their website. It's all one word, farmtoconsumer.org. Check it out. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
When you take real performance enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50, that's CB50, go to ageforce.com today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even Angel Hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food, and Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Peter Kennedy from Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. The website is farmtoconsumer.org. Check them out. Donate some money. Get involved. So, Pete, going back to this farmer in Pennsylvania, all of the pressure of this has put him out of business, I've heard.
Okay, well, this is another farmer. There was actually, this farmer's name is Dan Allgaier. He was supplying buyers clubs in the District of Columbia in Maryland with raw milk. And just so you know, Carl, in Maryland, the sale of raw milk is illegal. So, and, you know, most of his members had no source for it. And in the District of Columbia, the sale is illegal, and there they absolutely had no source for it. So, I mean, I've mentioned this when I've been on the show before. Everyone has a legal right to consume raw milk. It doesn't matter what state you're in. So here are these people with this legal right, and the only way they could exercise it was to get milk from this farmer from Pennsylvania.
Right.
He had a good track record, never accused of making anyone ill. He had hundreds of families getting products from him.
Now it should be said,
if he had a couple of his customers work for FDA. But what happened was FDA investigated him. They sent undercover people going to private homes, making undercover buys of raw milk. They built this case from him. Last year, they filed for an injunction prohibiting him from distributing raw milk across state lines to those these people who so badly need it. And just a couple weeks ago, a court, the court hearing the case, granted the injunction. And my understanding is the Allgaier family just sent out a message to the members of this buying club that they weren't going to continue anymore.
Now we're calling it a buying club. This becomes a part of the problem, I think, with the perception, excuse me, of raw milk sales. Did not that judge in that particular hearing say that buying cow share programs are nothing more than selling cloaked sales opportunities or something to that effect?
Well, I think, Carl, what you're seeing in this country is that the these courts are making no distinction between, you know, ownership in a cow, between public and private. I mean, there was a Wisconsin judge that said you have no absolute right to own a cow, no absolute right to even consume milk from your own cow. And just what FDA believes is if the milk crosses state lines, it's a violation. You know, they had enforcement discretion not to do anything here. They did do something, and they shut down a farmer producing quality products and helping a lot of people. So all I can say is congratulations to FDA. You know, I read accounts from people who were taking that milk for medical conditions, and I don't want to hear any of this crap well, you know, there's no scientific proof raw milk causes can cure any medical condition. Bottom line is that these people thought it did. They thought it was benefiting their health, and now they're without a source.
You know, and you know, the truth of the matter is, forget about the fact that raw milk has some sort of health benefits. In a country where the government both condones, and I say condone specifically because they make tax dollars on it. They get money from it. A government that both condones and protects the tobacco industry's right to kill 400,000 people a year just in our borders here alone. That government has no right telling me I can't eat a raw steak or rare steak, a piece of sushi, or drink unpasteurized milk. I just, this is clearly, it's so clear that this.
And let's talk about FDA's real client, who they truly work
right
with.
Right. Right.
And above anyone else, that's the pharmaceutical industry. I mean, according to, again, the American Medical Association, over 100,000 people get killed in this country every year from an adverse reaction to a properly prescribed FDA-approved pharmaceutical drug.
Well, actually, the numbers are higher than that. If you look at all effects of pharmaceutical drugs, it's estimated that this was a very, very well done study that was originally funded by NIH. It's over 700,000 people a year whose death can be tied back to taking pharmaceutical drugs the way they were prescribed. Not just adverse reactions, but death due to complications from polypharmacy. I mean, it's just amazing. So yes, you're right. Over a million, close to a million people a year are negatively affected that leads to their death by pharmaceutical drugs in this country. Yet, you have a farmer who has eight people who get sick from drinking his raw milk, and it's still questionable whether or not, just like they did to Mark McAfee, they shut him down, and then after they tested the milk, they saw it wasn't the milk, right?
Yeah, I mean, they actually shut him down. He did all the testing they wanted, and all the testing came back negative. They still refused to let him start up sales again, so we wound up having to threaten him with a lawsuit before they finally did open his business
and
let him open up for business again.
So you were part of that team that fought on his behalf?
No, not that particular case. I mean, we've represented him on a couple other occasions. But that, you know, what happened was as soon as the lawsuit was filed, they just changed their position and let him start up again. But it never should have had to come to that.
You know, I had John Moody on the show the other day talking about raw milk here in Kentucky, because we have an opportunity right now to get some legislature passed that could benefit us. I'm not hopeful, but we'll see. But in Pennsylvania, raw milk is legal to sell, correct?
Right. And actually, at the state level, I mean, there have been these private buyers clubs for a long time in the state. You know, it's been a while. They pretty much let them go on. So the problem wasn't with the state of Pennsylvania, which really should be the one regulating someone like, you know, if there's any action taken against Dan Allgaier, you would have thought it would have been from the state of Pennsylvania, but it wasn't. It was from FDA.
Yeah, and that just goes to show you, once again, FDA protecting its client, just like they did when they came out against Dr. Oz for blowing the whistle on arsenic in apple juice. You would have thought that those companies that were producing the apple juice would have responded. The FDA responded, which just goes to show that they are nothing more than a puppet. And the hands up their backside are those of the large food and drug manufacturers. And that's
Well, that's right. I mean, there was just that case with Taco Bell about a month ago, right, where people were getting sick at Taco Bell and FDA refused to disclose the Taco Bell outlets that were being blamed for it.
Yeah, see, they protect their client. But their client is not the small family farm. The small family farm is actually something that they would like to rid so that their client would be happier with them. That's the
right.
Idea.
Well, they're entirely for the industrial food system where you eat sub-quality food and you get degenerative disease, then you have to become a part of the medical system.
I have a suggestion, and actually I talked about this and it kind of came to me the day that we were on the air with John Moody. Some of these farm cow share programs, they need to change the way they use their metrics so that that judges cannot pierce the cow share program. And this is in my humble opinion. I am not, astute about the law. So I'm going to ask you this question. Okay.
Okay.
Right now, a lot of cow share programs will charge you a fee, for your cow based on how many gallons of milk you plan on taking on a weekly basis. I think that this in part and parcel is the problem with the cow share program and is the reason that a lot of judges will be able to pierce it and say, this is nothing more than a cloaked direct sales opportunity. I think the way it should work is a maximum number of shares in a given cow should be designed by an organization that tells these farmers, here's what you need to do. And based on the average exclusively grass-grazed cow will produce about 15 gallons of milk a week. Based on that, each member takes whatever their share of milk is, regardless of if so. In other words,
the way you've described it, that's frequently done throughout the country. I mean, I would agree with you. Your first example was a sale, and it wouldn't stand up. But you know, what's upsetting is in this Wisconsin case, In that case, there was actually a group which bought 15 to 20 cows, lock, stock, and barrel from this farmer. The farmer had no ownership interest in them whatsoever. He was just boarding them, the judge still shot down the contract. You can't find just a clear example of these people getting the milk having a complete ownership interest. So it's a lot of it depends on the judge. In a state like Wisconsin, the judge is under a lot of pressure from the dairy industry.
Yeah, especially in Wisconsin. I mean, their whole industry, their whole world is dairy. Pete, are there any wins for our team going on out there?
Sure. Well, I mean, these cow share agreements have been upheld in court. At least one court in Ohio upheld them about 5 years ago. That has been, that led to a number of these shareholder dairies forming in the state of Ohio. In Michigan, an attorney on our board helped negotiate a settlement, never actually went to court. This was about 4 years ago, the department basically admitted that the shareholder dairies were not ill, not against the law, when they were not violating the law distributing milk from cows others own. Tennessee a couple years ago passed a law that essentially legalized cow shares. Colorado has passed a law legalizing cow shares. So yeah, I mean there's been success in a number of states, but just given that the legality of raw milk is determined on a state-by-state basis, it's the same thing with some states who are having better results than others now.
What states currently allow for the open, over-the-counter sale of raw milk?
Okay, you mean at retail stores?
Yeah,
everything, farms?
Well, let's just talk about retail stores for a second, because I wasn't aware that there were any that would do that.
Okay, California does it, Pennsylvania does it, South Carolina does it, Maine does it, New Hampshire, Arizona, New Mexico by law, if there is someone who does, I don't know if there is a licensed dairy now selling in retail stores, Idaho, Washington State, Oregon does for goat milk, but not for cow milk. So, I mean, you're probably looking at anywhere from 10 to 12 states that allow the sale of raw milk at retail stores at this time.
When people from your organization actually go up to Capitol Hill and have dialogue with some of these politicians who rule on these issues, do the politicians kind of assuage you and tell you what you want to hear but go and do what they're going to do anyway?
Well, at the, there's a bill before Congress right now, I think I've mentioned it on your program before, that Ron Paul introduced, and which would, in effect, get rid of this interstate ban, the federal regulation banning raw milk for human consumption. This was introduced the last session of Congress, had no traction at all, no co-sponsors, not a chance of a hearing. This session's a different story. There are four co-sponsors so far, three Republicans, one Democrat. It's before the House Committee on Energy and Commerce, actually the subcommittee, it's Subcommittee of Health, and both the chair of the subcommittee and the chair of the overall committee have said they would not oppose a hearing. I think the two things hurting the chances for a hearing are just time, number one, and just I guess there's a lot of health care legislation before this subcommittee right now. But this the chair of the subcommittee is actually district includes Dan Allgaier, so he's well aware of the issue. And what we are seeing more and more is just at least on the part of some congressmen, this reaction that, what is FDA doing spending our tax dollars on something like this? And isn't this something the state should be taking care of, not FDA?
Yeah, really, really good point. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk about more of the fights that are going on. Perhaps you can give us some more information about what's going on at Farm to Consumer and how people can help. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxoprogesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. You already know how great the Testo 100 transdermal testosterone boosting patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Peter Kennedy from Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. Their website is farmtoconsumer.org. Okay, so what's going on over at Farm to Consumer lately? Anything interesting? Anything that my audience should know about? Anything we need to help out with?
Well, I'll just give you a couple things going on. I mean, we're just focused on trying to push this federal raw milk bill forward. If people want to help, we have a petition page on our website which when they signed the petition, it sent directly to their congressman, and it actually is faxed to their congressman. What we find are faxes are much more effective than emails.
Yeah, and, because you can't. They really take note of those faxes because they have to physically handle the paper, and you can tie up the phone lines indefinitely. As a matter of fact, that's what made the campaign by, I want to say it was called numbers.org. It was a campaign that was against amnesty, illegal immigrant amnesty when President Bush was in office. And they faxed every single letter to every single politician. They tied the fax lines up on Capitol Hill for weeks on end.
Right. And so it's like you said, it's a lot more difficult for them to ignore a fax than an email.
Yeah.
So we've got this petition service sent up. We're continuing to work on getting more co-sponsors to the for this bill. It's going to be difficult to pass this session, but that's typical of a lot of bills. They don't pass first or second time around. You have to keep on bringing them back again and again.
Yeah, absolutely. So people can go to your website and they can sign the petition, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, just farmtoconsumer.org. Go down the left-hand side of the homepage. They'll see petitions. Just probably the biggest thing happening in the raw milk movement right now is there's a farmer out in Wisconsin, Vernon Hershberger, who, again, has a private buyer's club who leases cows for him. He was actually from him. He was raided several times a few years ago. The first of those raids, they taped his refrigerators and he has an on-farm store where he sells raw milk and raw milk products to the members, among other things. And he ripped the tape off those refrigerators the next day, and they came back twice after that. It was quiet for a while, but then I think last fall they filed criminal charges against him for violating this holding order and also for not having a milk producer permit, a dairy plant permit, one other permit. He's an unlicensed dairy, but it's like he says, you don't have a permit for what I do. I mean, you completely, with a limited exception, they disallow the sale of raw milk and completely disallow the sale of raw milk products in Wisconsin other than aged cheese. And he is not backing down. No trial date for the trial has been scheduled yet, but he actually had a pretrial conference with him yesterday. He wanted to record the conference with the state attorneys, and they refused. So he wound up walking out.
Well, why would they refuse a taping? In your opinion?
Well, that's a good question.
They don't want to be held. They don't want to be held.
He had a constitutional right to do that, to make a record of the proceedings, and they declined to speak to him.
You think it's because they wanted to be able to go back on their word later because they're crooked?
It's entirely possible.
What astonishes me? This notion that the people who are in the justice system and in positions of justice and judgment, from judges to prosecutors and so on, there's this notion by the general population that these people have some sort of special attributes that got them to those jobs that allows them to pontificate and adjudicate and do it honestly and with nothing but altruistic reasons behind them. But the truth of the matter is that the people who judge us and the people who make our laws are just as dishonest and just as corrupt as the people that they would oppress. So, it's a sad thing. And somewhere in the middle falls the people, us, the masses.
Well, right. I mean, these people don't get these jobs on merit or integrity. It's, know, to the greatest end, it's just politics. It's like this Wisconsin judge who ruled against this dairy I was telling you about. Shortly after that ruling, he left to resign his position as a judge with, I think, at least a half year left on his term, which I'm told is very unusual in that state. Someone usually does not resign unless they have health problems. And he went on to work for this law firm that has Monsanto as a client.
Yeah, there you go. I was waiting for the other shoe to drop. That's another thing. People at the FDA, when you take a job at the FDA, one of the things you must sign is that you will never ever go to work for a company in the industry that the FDA provides oversight. So in other words, the day you take a job at the FDA, you can never go to work for a pharmaceutical company, and you can never go to work for a company owned by a pharmaceutical company, and you can never go to work for a food company. You can never go to work for a company owned by a food company. Anyone you provided oversight to, you just scratch those off of your potential job hunting lists for the rest of your life in order to have the privilege of working at the FDA. You would see how many people won't go to work at the FDA anymore. The only reason people go to work at the FDA is because it is a major stepping stone. They go to work at the FDA. They do some favorable things for some large company, and then 4 or 5 years later, they jump over to a $350,000 a year cushy job with a corner office with a view because they paid their dues and they deserve that job. In the meantime, they sell us, the American people, to the highest friggin' bidder.
Right, and there's actually a commissioner of the FDA, a former commissioner, who said years ago, what the American people think the FDA is doing and what the FDA is actually doing are two totally different things. I mean, we've talked about this before. Their clients are not the American people. They're the pharmaceutical industry and the biotechnology industry.
It's terrible. And do you think it's ever going to change? You think that, I mean, I don't trust any politicians anymore, Pete. I just don't, because I've been lied to too frequently. Do you think it would ever change?
Well, it's going to have to change. I think what's you need to see, Carl, is to have power taken back at the local level. I mean, what we're looking at right now is you have the state agencies and federal agencies like FDA or USDA entering into these cooperative agreements where they, you know, for a pittance of money, they basically sell their powers away to FDA. So you just have these the state's 10th Amendment powers being diluted. The state agencies are in effect becoming federalized, and just the it seems like the one area of, where you can take the power, where you have to try and take the power back, is at the local level. I mean, the past year, there've been some of these food sovereignty ordinances and resolutions passed, and it's just because of a lot of it has to do with the influence the feds have on the state governments.
Yeah,
they've kind of hamstrung the state governments, taken away a lot of their powers for just a small amount of money. And it's if you're not going to have food freedom of choice, it's looking increasingly like you have to empower yourself at the local level to have it.
Yeah. Yeah. There are quite a few petitions on the Take Action Sign petition page right now, right? You've got the 112th Congress, 2011, the other one's older. Okay, I see it. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, the main one we have is the Ron Paul, Rob Milk bill. I mean, we do, you know, represent a number of other farmers other than that just produce raw milk, but you know, just what we've seen, raw milk is at the center of contention and has been for a number of years now between the two food systems, the industrial food system and the local food system. It's got more than any other food. Like I've mentioned, it's what gets people on the farm in the first place, and when they're there, they'll buy the meat, poultry, eggs, and produce.
Right.
It's what has the chance to more to repopulate the countryside and build up small farms again, make them financially viable, just a diversified farm that's selling and distributing raw dairy. And that is not what the industrial food system wants. They want us to become dependent on foreign nations for our food, and they do not want to see self-sufficiency at the local level at all.
Yeah. Listen, Pete, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. Everybody can go to farmtoconsumer.org and go to the Take Action page, Legislative Action, and sign the petition. I'm going to do it during the commercial break right now and send the fax. Listen, Pete, thanks for coming on the show today.
All right. Appreciate it, Carl.
Okay.
Take care.
All right. Stay tuned. When we come back, we will wrap up the show.
I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We got a great show planned tomorrow. We got a John Hopkins scientist coming on the show who claims that he discovered a way to turn on the fountain of youth. And then during the second hour, we have Dr. Andro coming on. There was recently a study that proposed, if you read the abstract and you read the press release, that a high-carb diet is as effective as a high-protein diet in treating type 2 diabetes. But this is a perfect example of taking research, taking a couple snippets from it, and then writing an abstract and a summary of it that makes it out into the media, and then it's promoted by the mainstream media, the talking heads of the world, without looking into it. They handed the piece of paper. It says, you know, licking postage stamps cures cancer. More at 11 o'clock tonight. You know, it's like, and people tune in for this nonsense. Well, Dr. Andrew has done some research into the research. And when you read the entire study, you find out that, wait a minute, wait for it. They lied. They lied. That's what you got to call it. Okay. We're going to be talking about that tomorrow. I want to thank, first of all, Professor Philip Filimonov coming on the show and talking about thymosin beta 4. Of course, don't forget if you have a supplement company or you are someone who is in the fitness nutrition industry and you want to help sponsor his approach to starting his first physique competition, you can reach him at Levi, L-E-V-I dot Filimonov, F-I-L-I-M-A-N-O-V at gmail.com or under the same name at Facebook. And thanks to Pete Kennedy for coming on talking about raw milk. I know a lot of you tune out when I start talking about raw milk, but you have to understand something. This is a basic fundamental right that this government is controlling. Our desire and our ability to put what we want in our mouth is a right of ours. It's a right of ours, even though judges and politicians would like to take it away from us. But they have no problem supporting things that hurt us and telling us that those are safe and we have the right to take and eat those. Something's very, very wrong with this country. Okay, thanks for listening to Supreme Radio. And thank you to those of you who went to iTunes and commented on the show. Please keep doing it. We want to drive the show up in the iTunes rankings. We want to share with the world what we already know to be true. See you tomorrow.